This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, I am Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. It seems like the angels and guides, and certainly the teachers of the universe, want to continue to explain or talk about love. So we're going to talk about the frequency of love. All that exists in the universe vibrates at its own unique frequency. From human DNA to the stars in our galaxy and millions of light years away in other galaxies, everything has a vibration and everything has a frequency. Ancient civilizations identified 528 hertz as the frequency of love. That's 528 HZ hertz that incorporates that sound or that frequency into the use of sacred music, blessings, and healings. The beliefs that they use this sacred vibrational tone to move rocks, to motivate them when they were building or constructing or being in ceremony. It's also referred to as the miracle tone. This frequency was believed and is still believed to connect all that is to one another in divine balance and harmony. And that's love. This transformational frequency facilitates and guides us into higher levels of awareness where we may live in balance and harmony and from our hearts. And you've heard me say, our hearts are a compass. It helps to direct and guide us. It's our moral compass, that emotional compass that directs us to the things that steer us away from those things that can be harmful and the things that guide us to the things that can be kind to us, bring us joy and happiness. And we associate love with the feminine energy and the divine mother. We celebrate that in various holidays through the year, Mother's Day for one. And that tradition started in the early 1900s, where Mother's Day began as a celebration honoring the mother of the family, as well as motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. And we honor mothers and those with empty arms. And we honor the bond of love. It's really meant to honor the mother energy, but also the divine energy of the feminine vibration. And I'm going to take it a step further. It's the vibration of love. And acknowledging the energy of love doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a mother or be an active mother. Love allows us that space to both celebrate and heal that energy or that frequency. And any relationships that are centered around the vibration of love. That's basically us as humans, because we are the vibration of love. We also celebrate Valentine's Day. Here in the U.S., we celebrate that in February, but around the globe, there are celebrations that celebrate the heart and celebrate love and celebrate relationships. The first Valentine's Day was in 496 A.D. when Pope Gelasius I established a feast day to honor the martyr date of St. Valentine of Rome. And it's grown to a day or a time where lovers express their affection with greetings and gifts. We have stories of Cupid shooting arrows to help people fall in love. And if you've ever had a chance to visit the Brussels airport, you might see a selection of Rubens paintings where Cupid escapes the painting and begins firing love darts around the room. It's a fixating video to watch. You can probably find that video or film of somebody capturing it on YouTube. We celebrate love. We study it. We chase it. We find other ways to acknowledge it, celebrating it and certainly embracing love. We celebrate the creation of life, the creation of love, and the being of us. In other cultures, Mother Earth, Pachamama, is the goddess revered by the indigenous people of the Andes. In Inca mythology, she is an earth mother, a type of goddess that represents fertility, who presides over planting and harvesting and embodies the mountains. And she's also believed to cause some destruction, such as destruction in earthquakes or shifts in the earth that doesn't always have to be destruction, but brings about change. We celebrate the Divine Mother, the radiant ray of light, our earthly presence with our own heart presence, in our energy bodies, we all have the masculine and feminine energies. Our organs vibrate to what is determined or coined a masculine or a feminine vibration. And we often focus on the feminine energy of love, and we treat the mental body as a very masculine, that's very thought and fact-based. And our hearts and our emotions are very feminine. And those two keep us very balanced. But in our human form, we continue to seek to understand and explore the heart. Where does the heart come into this? The heart chakra and our emotions. And again, we speak in terms of a vibrational frequency where we incorporate the sound and the frequency of 528 hertz. That's love. No matter if it's masculine or feminine, that is love. We believe there is a heart center in our universe, the galactic heart center. On our earth, Glastonbury and Shaftesbury, England, and some claim Maui, Hawaii, are where the energy flows of the dragon lines of energy flow around the globe, and those are the earth centers of love. And around the globe, cultures celebrate love in all their special days and their events. And of course, we celebrate the land. The truth is we love love, and we don't have to coin it that it's a masculine or a feminine. It is a human vibration. It's a measurable vibration. It's a state of our natural being. That's why we want to experience it, why we want to feel it, and of course, celebrate it. It's why when we move away from it, we want to get back to it. And we talk in terms of universal love and the study of the moon as being feminine and tied to expressing our emotions, such as in astrology, or in some cultures acknowledging the grandmother moon, carrying the wisdom of all our emotional health and karmic understanding. And again, it's not only a feminine energy, it's a global vibration. It's a universal vibration. Mother, earth, all people, animals, creatures. And there are certain sources we can certainly tap into to help balance. We'll always have that yin and yang of energy. But all of our capable emotions, we are most fascinated and most anchored by love, because we are love. And when we feel out of balance, we seek to find love. Love is a cog in our overall system, and it helps the other organs and systems run. We can't all be analytical and all mental. We have to have our compass. Just like we can't be all emotional, we have to have our mental thoughts, beliefs, and processes. It's that balance. But we quickly fall out of a place of love when that's our natural frequency. And that's why we search for it. We're searching when we feel ungrounded or out of balance. That's the first place we look, is to get back into that natural frequency of love. And why? Because it unites and expands our personal energy system, our chakra system. It helps everything. It's like the glue of everything. And we think of Mother Earth vibrates at 528. We walk upon Mother Earth every day. She is the glue that holds us. So in our chakra system, the root chakra holds the spiritual body within the physical body, and it's associated with issues of survival, drive, ambition, grounding one's energy in the physical dimension. Some say it's our life force, and it helps to balance our experiences. It creates this energy and the vibration of whether we fight or whether we flight. It promotes physical survival, vitality, stability, patience, courage, and our material success. And when that root chakra is balanced and open, we feel strong. We love our life. We love our career. And then we get rewarded for being so good at those things, because we're in that natural state of love. We vibrate at a higher frequency. When you are stable here, you feel centered and balanced. You are easily able to connect with other people on the feeling level. You feel wanted. You feel loved by your friends and family. You feel good about yourself when you look in the mirror, both physically and emotionally. And the sacral chakra is also called the second chakra. It's sometimes referred to as the spleen chakra. It's our chi energy, but it's the energy of fertility, both for human life itself, but also for creativity and success in arts and music and language and other endeavors. And the sacral chakra is what pulls an idea from the upper chakras into physical form. It is our sensing power station, connecting us to our feelings of sensitivities, including love. It is the center that allows you to live consciously in the now, being present. And when that sacral chakra is open and balanced, you have a deep feeling emotional life. You take an expansive, outgoing, and sociable attitude in the world. You're able to feel the sweetness of life and have a sense of belonging and fitting in perfectly in the world. And then next, we have the solar plexus, and this is the area of inner strength, its self-control, its purpose, its metabolism and motion. This is the body's battery, and we find instinct here. We often say, I feel it in my gut. The self-control, this place of striving for perfection and details and mental and willpower. Anger sometimes comes from here. This is your mental awareness, which connects you to your mind power. It's the center that governs your ability to learn and comprehend, and it creates this sense of identity and personality, and it certainly motivates us to bring change about in our life where we feel out of balance. And when this area is balanced and open, you're able to connect with other people on the feeling level. You feel centered and balanced, and your personal power chakra is strong. Some might even say they admire you for your confidence and healthy self-esteem, both in your career and personal life. And you're never afraid to speak your mind, and you feel and live empowered. Your family, friends, colleagues, the community see you as an individual that's determined to use your power and your voice in a healthy way. And love is what keeps this mental processing area in balance. And then we have the heart chakra. That's our central chakra. It's here that the physical body meets with spirit. The heart is very complex, and it not only gives us our beat for life, but it's where we feel all our emotions, love, compassion, truth, as well as confusion, and sometimes even frustration. It connects us to the emotional, energetic body. It's the center that allows us to love and give unconditionally. The heart center governs your relationships. It's the energy center that integrates one's physical reality to one's spiritual connection. And again, we can't all be all emotional without mental balance, nor can we be all mental without emotional balance. And once we have ascended the first three chakras, the root that relates to survival, the sacral, which relates to self-knowledge, and the solar plexus, which relates to personal power, we're now ready for the embodiment of enlightenment of the heart chakra, this embracing all the qualities of the lower chakras to make them part of our lives. It's here that we have this ability to open our heart with the flames of the divine love. And when your heart chakra is open and balanced, you're very compassionate, understanding, and generous in many ways. The emotions of love and joy and happiness and honesty and respect are very important to you. You're considerate and sensitive to the needs to others and empathetic to their pain without letting the energy impede in your space. You're able to feel love for all beings around you in an ever-widening circle, including yourself, your family, your pets, your friends, your neighbors, your community. Ultimately, you can see the divine and the love and the heart, that frequency in all things, and you realize the same self in you is the same self in everything. You feel a heartfelt sense of gratitude of how wonderful your life is and the compassion for all around you. And it is this vibration that also keeps you balanced from the lower vibrations. We're human. Of course, we have times where we get frustrated and we're angered and we want to scream at the world. But it's having this balance and access to this frequency of love that keeps us in a place of balance and let those lower vibrations move through but not stick or get rooted. When we open this heart center, here is where we prepare to connect with the divine universal love. Here is where we connect outward into the universe, not just the planet, the globe, but out into the universe to connect with everything. And our natural energy system continues to advance. The next is our throat chakra. This is our communication power station. It's the center that handles incoming and outgoing messages. Talking and listening, it's through this center that we voice our opinions and our truths. And we know that this area consists of three areas, the lower throat chakra, the nasal area, and the upper throat. And when all of these are connected, it brings our ability of our own truth into action. So not only do you speak it, but you also live it. It allows for communication of self as well as communication with spirit and with the senses of our smell and taste and hearing. And when this chakra is open and balanced, we're able to accept things as they are and organize ways of working with those situations. We don't feel shattered if something isn't in alignment or how we perceive it should be. We understand we have the power to make changes and that we need to take responsibility for our personal needs. If your throat chakra is strong, you are good at voicing your thoughts, your ideas, and emotions to those around you. You're admired for your willpower, your strong communication skills, and your conviction to speak the truth and to listen to truth from others, even if it's uncomfortable. Your career and your personal life feels enriched as a result because you're living in your truth. And in this space, because you're living in your truth, you're living in your natural vibration of your heart. And then we have the third eye chakra. This is our intuitive intelligence. It is the center of our energy that taps and connects into the universal consciousness. Through the third eye, you know and see things from a psychic potential. We often call this our sixth sense. It is the key to the I am energies and knowing about and knowing of your higher self. We think often that third eye points outward to us, but actually the third eye points inward. It is the I am energy, that awareness that there is something beyond your physical presence, but yet it's still in your energy field. And if this third eye, your intuitive chakra, is strong, you're able to make accurate intuitive decisions and evaluations about your career, your family, and your intentions of other people. You often know things without knowing exactly how you know them. You have a very clear and strong sense of direction. Or if you don't have that immediate clarity, you know enough to wait and pause and trust that it will come, that everything is as it needs to be at this given moment. You may have a vivid picture of where your life is headed, and the people around you likely rely on you for guidance and advice because they trust you, because you trust you. And in this third eye chakra, you are living in your heart frequency. And again, we're human. It's impossible to always be at the heart frequency. There's ebbs and flows, but at this point, you know how to get back there. And the seventh chakra, that's that crown chakra, the top of the head. This is the place that we have our spiritual connection, the energy of knowingness and enlightenment. The chakra links us to the cosmos so that you can reach your higher potential. It's associated with cosmic awareness, highest spirituality, and complete integration with source. It requires us to go deep within to become aware of the power of the energy source that we are, and yet it's the highest vibration. This is always represented through divine alchemy and the transmutation of energy from the physical into the divine. And if your crown chakra is strong, you perpetually feel connected to a higher power, that higher source, both you and whatever your term is for God or universe or consciousness. You simply understand and trust your higher self, and you know that you are connected to all and that all is all within you. As you go through your daily life, you're always reminded that you're being watched over, that you are supported by the universe, and you feel this immense glow of gratitude for the universal love. You understand you always can tap into that, that it's not very far away. You don't have to go looking for it. It's right there available for you. So therefore, you have an appreciation for yourself, your gifts. You understand you're human and you don't hold yourself in judgment if you slip or you have those moments of humanness. You understand you're glowing. You're in light. You're in perfect energy. And when all of these fields are aligned, your energy is free of blockages. Your root chakra is deeply grounded. Your sacral chakra juices. That creative energy is big and bold and ready to take off. Your solar plexus, it feels calm and mellow. Your heart, well, of course, it's filled with love and it's sourcing all the other energy centers. And your throat is trusting that it speaks the truth and it can hear as well as speak what it needs to know. The third eye, this is your intuition. You have this inner knowledge and you trust. And your crown chakra, again, that projects inspiration, both inward as well as outward. And in this, all your energy system chakras are spinning in alignment. They're connected. Your aura is colorful and clutter-free, and you beam brightly because you're vibrating at the balanced frequency of love of 528. You're connected to all. It is here you are. You can say, I am. I am centered and balanced. And no, you are love. You have the power and the ability to be love, to create love for yourself and others. Let's step away from it being the masculine or the feminine and talk about in terms of love and the frequency of love and elevating that to universal love with the understanding that we have a connection and a vibrational resonance with all that also vibrate at that space. You have the choice to give love, to receive it, to share it. You even have a choice to withhold it. And at a time where we all need and desire more love, please don't withhold your love, especially from yourself. Love is love. Please find something or some place that is healthy for you to shine your love and your beam of this frequency of love. Because when you shine it out into the world, it contributes to the collective consciousness of a higher frequency of love. When you shine love out, it can be to a tree or to a plant or to the grass. When you shine that love out, you're putting that frequency of 528 of love out into the world. And we all benefit from that. And please know, others cannot vibrate in your experience. They cannot affect the outcome of your experience. So please don't get wrapped up in fear of somebody stealing my love or stealing my vibration. They can hold their opinions, but unless their opinions affect your opinion matters not. So therefore, their frequency matters not. A million people could be pushing against you, and it would not negatively affect you unless you push back. But when you're pushing love, that's the energy that you're getting back. Others are affecting what happens in their experience, but not yours unless you're in that same experience. They are affecting their point of attraction. When we talk about the law of attraction and frequency laws of attraction, it does not affect you unless you push against. If they're pushing love and you're not pushing love, then you'll feel it. But if you're pushing love and they're pushing something else, they can't impact you. Love is love. Find something, some place that's healthy for you to shine your love and beam your love of the frequency of love to that. Thank you for listening today. I'm Lori Wondra, and I'm sending the energy of peace, joy, and love out to all of you.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.